Hello, and welcome to Soothing Pod's Sleep Stories. My name is Chris, and tonight I will be your guide on a heartwarming journey to a quaint little town known as Brownsville. Nestled amidst the charm of the Oregon Mountains, Brownsville is a place where the spirit of winter comes alive in the most enchanting ways. Together, we'll follow the story of Emma Parker, a city-based writer with a not-so-festive outlook on the holiday season, as we wander through the snow-covered streets and experience the magic of the Winter Solstice Festival. We'll discover the warmth of small-town traditions and the unexpected turns of holiday romance. Before we begin our tale, let's take the time to relax and let go of the stresses of the day. Close your eyes and take a deep, soothing breath. As you exhale, let go of all the day's concerns and tensions. Feel your body coming more relaxed and your mind more at peace. In this moment, you're stepping away from the rush of life into a world of tranquility and stillness, guided by the sound of my voice. Picture yourself in a serene winter landscape. You are surrounded by gentle snowfall, the flakes drifting down from the sky in a beautiful, slow dance. Each snowflake is unique, a tiny work of art gliding gracefully to the earth. Around you, the world is a wonderland, draped in white. The trees are adorned with a delicate layer of snow, branches forming a lacy canopy overhead. The air is crisp and invigorating, filled with the fresh scent of pine and the earthy aroma of the sleeping forest. As you walk through this winter paradise, your footsteps are the only sound, soft and muffled. The snow underfoot is powdery and light, and with each step, you feel more connected to the natural world around you. Pause and take a deep breath, letting the cool, fresh air fill your lungs. Feel the purity of this moment that comes with the simplicity of nature in winter. Now, imagine a cozy cabin appearing in the distance, nestled among the trees. Smoke curls up from its chimney, suggesting a warm fire burning within. As you approach, the door opens, welcoming you into a haven of warmth and comfort. Inside, the cabin is lit by the soft glow of firelight. The warmth envelops you, chasing away the cold. You find a comfortable spot near the fireplace. The crackling of the logs and the flickering flames creating a perfect setting for relaxation and reflection. wrapped in a soft blanket, you gaze out the window at the snow continuing to fall. Each flake joins the others in a beautiful tapestry of white, covering the world in a blanket of tranquility. As you sit there, let the warmth and peace of the cabin fill you. Your body is relaxed, your mind is clear, and your heart is full. In this cozy retreat, you find a deep sense of contentment and a connection to the quieter, more reflective side of life. Now that you have relaxed, we can begin our story. Emma Parker sat in her boss's office, gazing disinterestedly at the rain-blurred skyline of Seattle. It was almost Christmas, not that you'd know it. Not a single flake of snow had fallen all December. The voice of Emma's boss cut through her disinterest. "Emma, you're covering the Winter Solstice Festival in Brownsville. They perform a lantern parade every year. It's the perfect feel-good story for our holiday issue. You leave immediately." Brownsville. The very name evoked a sense of small-town Christmas cheer that Emma found exhausting. "Must I go? I have plenty of work here to keep me busy," she replied, her tone flat. Her boss was unmoved. "It's a great opportunity. Our readers love these small-town stories. You'll be back tomorrow." Emma groaned internally, realizing she really didn't have a choice in the matter. The road to Brownsville was a tapestry of scenic beauty, with snow-dusted trees lining the highway, and the distant mountains standing as silent sentinels against the winter sky. Emma focused on the road, her hands steady on the wheel. In the distance, she could make out a small town. Brownsville, nestled amidst rolling hills, welcomed her with streets adorned for the holidays. Emma slowed the car, allowing herself to take in the sight. The main street was a flurry of activity, with residents busily setting up for the festivities. Strings of lights twinkled like stars strung across the shop fronts, each window displaying a vignette of holiday cheer. Garlands and wreaths added a touch of greenery against the backdrop of red and gold decorations. The air was filled with the sound of laughter and distant carols, a symphony of Yuletide joy. As she drove through, Emma couldn't help but be drawn in by the scene. Store owners stepped outside, hanging ornaments and arranging displays, their breaths visible in the crisp winter air. Children darted between adults, their excitement palpable as they helped with decorations or played in the gathering snow. The town square was the centerpiece of the preparations. A large Christmas tree stood at its heart, unlit but already magnificent, promising a spectacle once the sun set. Stalls were being set up around it, offering everything from hot cocoa to handmade crafts, each contributing to the mosaic of holiday spirit. Emma's usual cynicism was challenged by the heartwarming scene before her. "It's picturesque, I'll give you that," she admitted. As she continued through Brownsville, the charm of the town worked its subtle magic. Emma felt a softening, a crack in her armor against the Christmas spirit. The car journey ended as she pulled up to the Maple Inn, a charming hotel that seemed to embody the very essence of Brownsville, with its rustic facade and warm, inviting lights. Emma parked the car and made her way to the reception. The hotel lobby was a cozy haven, decked with holly and ivy, and a crackling fireplace that filled the room with a gentle warmth. The scent of pine and a hint of cinnamon lingered in the air. The hotel room, with its quaint decor and view overlooking the town's twinkling lights, felt like a bridge between Emma's world and the charming allure of Brownsville. As evening fell, the streets came alive with an air of anticipation for the winter solstice lantern parade. Emma bundled up against the evening chill and made her way into the heart of the town, ready to capture the essence of the event for her readers. Emma's initial skepticism about the parade had softened after witnessing the town's festive spirit. She was now curious. A professional instinct to uncover the story behind the tradition kicking in. The parade route was lined with residents and visitors alike, each holding a paper lantern that cast a warm, flickering glow. The lanterns were varied, some simple, others ornate, each telling a silent story of its creator. Intent on getting some quotes from the locals, Emma approached a group of townspeople, not noticing a low-hanging lantern on a nearby stand. As she turned to speak to a woman about her lantern, her coat snagged the delicate structure, sending it crashing to the ground. The sound of tearing paper drew gasps from the bystanders. Emma's heart sank as she turned to see the damaged lantern, her face flushing with embarrassment. "I'm so sorry," she stammered, kneeling to assess the damage. "It's okay. Accidents happen," came a calm voice from behind her. Emma looked up to find herself face to face with Chris, a resident of Brownsville. His expression was one of disappointment, but not anger. His eyes lingering on the broken lantern he had crafted. Emma stood up, lantern in hand. "Thank goodness it's just a simple paper lantern and nothing more precious." Chris studied her for a moment, his gaze thoughtful. "It's more than just a lantern to me. It was a tribute to my father. He loved this festival, passed on the love to me." Emma felt a pang of guilt. A journalist's curiosity now mixed with genuine remorse. "I'm sorry, I didn't know. I'm here to cover the event from Seattle, to understand the tradition. Looks like I'm doing a pretty bad job. I'm Emma, by the way. She introduced herself, extending a hand. Chris, he replied, taking her hand. His handshake was firm, yet there was a gentleness in his eyes that eased her discomfort. Well, Emma from Seattle, how about you help me repair this? Consider it your penance and your chance to get an insider's view of the festival. Emma was taken aback by the offer, but the sincerity in Chris's voice was compelling. I'd like that. Thank you, Chris. As they set about creating a new lantern together, Emma found herself drawn into Chris's world. His hands were skilled and confident as he guided her through the process. His anecdotes about Brownsville and its traditions weaving a tapestry richer than any article she could write. Soon, the parade began, a river of light flowing through the heart of Brownsville. Emma, lantern in hand, found herself walking beside Chris. Their earlier encounter, now a shared memory, that glowed as brightly as the lanterns around them. After the lantern parade, the streets of Brownsville hummed with a festive afterglow. Emma, still feeling a mix of gratitude and guilt towards Chris, lingered by his side. Chris, sensing her lingering unease, suggested a walk through the town to unwind. As they strolled, the night was crisp, with a sky full of stars and the gentle sound of distant celebrations. The lanterns, now stationary, continued to bathe the town in a soft, warm light. Emma was drawn in by the beauty of it all, her initial reluctance about Brownsville melting away. Chris led her to a quaint coffee shop that was still open, its windows fogged up from the warmth inside. The cafe was cozy, with a few locals gathered around tables, chatting amiably. The scent of coffee and cinnamon filled the air. As they sat down with their drinks, the conversation flowed easily. Chris shared stories about growing up in Brownsville, his deep connection to the town and its traditions evident in every word. Emma listened, captivated not just by his stories, but by the earnestness in his voice. There was a moment when their hands brushed while reaching for the sugar, a fleeting touch that sent a current through Emma. She pulled back slightly, her heart racing, surprised at her own reaction. Chris seemed to notice, his eyes holding hers for a moment longer than necessary. The air between them was charged with an unspoken question, a burgeoning curiosity about what might be. Emma, caught in his gaze, felt a wave of unfamiliar emotions. There was an ease and sincerity about Chris that was both disarming and alluring. She found herself wanting to know more about him, beyond the surface, beyond the journalist's interest. They talked about everything and nothing, their dreams, their pasts, little quirks of life. As the cafe began to close, they reluctantly stood to leave, the night air now seeming colder after the warmth of their conversation. Outside, Chris hesitated. "Would you like to see one more thing? It's a bit of a tradition here on the night of the parade." Curious, Emma nodded, and they walked a short distance to a small bridge overlooking a frozen stream. Chris explained that the locals often came here after the parade to make a wish, a silent hope cast into the winter night. Emma closed her eyes, a wish forming in her mind, surprising her with its clarity. A wish for moments like this, unexpected and genuine. When she opened her eyes, Chris was watching her, a soft smile on his face. "I hope your wish comes true," he said, his voice low. Emma smiled back, her heart full. As they walked back to the hotel, the distance seemed shorter, the night less dark. Emma found herself glancing at Chris, wondering about the many facets of his life yet to be discovered, and the burgeoning feelings she was just beginning to acknowledge. As they reached the entrance of the hotel, a soft snow began to fall. Chris stopped, turning to face Emma, his eyes reflecting the hotel's warm glow. "Thank you for tonight, Emma. It turned out to be a lot more than I expected," he said, his voice sincere. Emma, her heart pounding, looked up at him. "I should be the one thanking you. You showed me a side of Brownsville I never would have seen." For a moment, they stood there, the snowflakes gently falling around them, the world seemingly holding its breath. Emma's eyes met Chris's, and in them she saw a question, a possibility. Chris leaned in slightly, his gaze never leaving hers. Emma's breath caught in her throat, her mind racing with the anticipation of a kiss. But then, as if on cue, the hotel's front door opened, breaking the spell. Chris stepped back, the moment passing, leaving a trail of unspoken words and what-ifs. "Good night, Emma," Chris said, a hint of reluctance in his voice. "Good night, Chris," she replied, her voice barely above a whisper. With a final smile, Chris turned and walked away, leaving Emma standing in the falling snow, her heart still racing. She touched her lips, the ghost of the unshared kiss lingering in her mind. As she climbed into bed, the events of the evening replayed in her mind. The warmth of the coffee shop, the soft light on the bridge, Chris's gaze that held so much promise. She felt a glow inside her, a warmth that had little to do with the blankets she pulled around herself. Emma drifted off to sleep. The image of Chris in the snow, the almost kiss, and the whispered goodnights weaving through her dreams. Brownsville, with all its festive charm and unexpected encounters, was slowly revealing its magic to her, Emma awoke to the muted light of early morning filtering through the curtain. For a moment, she lay still, the memories of the previous evening with Chris lingering in her mind, like remnants of a sweet dream. She checked the time, almost 11 a.m. Time had slipped away faster than she realized. With a sense of urgency, she remembered that it was checkout time and that she needed to head back to Seattle. As Emma stepped out of the hotel, she was immediately enveloped by the festive atmosphere that still vibrated through the streets of Brownsville. The Christmas market, in full swing, was a kaleidoscope of colors and sounds. Stalls adorned with lights and decorations lined the streets, each one offering an array of holiday treats and crafts. A part of her, the part that last night had been captured by the charm of Brownsville and the company of Chris, yearned for just a little more time in this enchanting town. On impulse, she decided to take a final stroll through the Christmas market. It would be a chance to soak in the festive spirit of the place one last time before heading back to the reality of her life in Seattle. Emma wandered among the stalls, each step taking her deeper into the heart of the holiday bustle. The air was filled with the scent of spiced cider and pine, the sound of carols and laughter creating a backdrop that felt like something out of a storybook. It was a stark contrast to her usual preference for solitude during the festive season. But here, in the warmth of Brownsville's cheer, she found a sense of peace she hadn't expected. Suddenly, a familiar figure caught Emma's eye. Chris was making his way through the crowd, his gaze searching. "Emma," Chris said, his voice urgent as he reached her. "I've been looking for you." Chris hesitated, then took a deep breath. "I know this might sound crazy, but I can't let you leave without saying this. I've really enjoyed our time together. There's something special here, and I think you feel it too. Would you consider staying for Christmas? Give us a chance to see what this could be." Emma was taken aback. The idea was absurdly romantic, and it clashed with her practical, commitment-wary nature. The thought of spending more time with Chris was tempting, yet terrifying. She was a woman of logic and planning, not impulsive decisions and holiday romances. "I can't," she stammered, her decision more out of fear than reason. "I need to go home to Seattle. I have responsibilities." Turning away, Emma made her way to her car. Her steps hurried, as if to outrun her own doubts. Determined to leave behind the whirlwind of emotions Brownsville had stirred in her, Emma climbed into her car. She took a deep breath, steadying herself with the thought that leaving was the practical, sensible choice. "It's just a holiday romance," she muttered to herself. "You can't just fall in love in a matter of days. I'm better off alone." As she started the engine, the first heavy snowflakes began to fall. Each one, a silent testament to the storm brewing in the sky and in her heart. She pulled out of the hotel parking lot, the windshield wipers working overtime to clear the rapidly accumulating snow. The road out of Brownsville quickly became treacherous. The snow, which had seemed so picturesque and gentle at first, was now a relentless force, blanketing the world in white. Emma's grip tightened on the steering wheel, her knuckles turning white as she focused on the road ahead. Visibility dwindled to mere feet in front of her, the snow swirling in hypnotic patterns that made it hard to concentrate. The car's headlights barely cut through the thick curtain of white, the road ahead a blur of shadows and light. Emma's heart raced as the realization set in that she was stuck in the middle of a snowstorm. The car, her refuge just moments ago, now felt like a trap. The snow piled up around it, relentless and unforgiving. The vehicle shuddered to a stop, the wheels spinning uselessly against the snowdrift that had formed. Emma tried to reverse, to move forward, anything to escape the growing mound of snow. But it was no use. The car was stuck, and with it, so was she. Emma considered her options. Walking back to Brownsville was impossible in this weather. She was too far out, and the risk of getting lost in the blizzard was too high. She reached for her phone, her fingers trembling, only to find that the signal was weak, flickering in and out of service. Emma wrapped her coat tighter around herself, the cold seeping in through every crack and crevice of the car. The warmth she had felt thinking about Chris now seemed a world away, replaced by the cold reality of her situation. As the snow continued to fall, blanketing her car in a thick layer of white, Emma leaned back in her seat. The irony of her situation wasn't lost on her. In her eagerness to escape the possibility of love, she had found herself trapped in a far more perilous predicament. Outside, the world was a whirlwind of white, a snow globe shaken by an unseen hand, with Emma caught in the center, waiting for the storm to pass or for a miracle to find her. Just when despair began to seep into her bones, a glimmer of light flickered in the rearview mirror. At first, Emma thought it was a trick of her eyes, strained from staring into the endless white. But the light persisted, growing brighter, piercing through the storm's fury. Heart pounding, Emma strained her eyes to see. It was a vehicle, its lights a beacon of hope in the vast whiteness. As it drew closer, the unmistakable outline of a snowplow became clear. Someone was out there, braving the storm. The snowplow came to a stop behind her car, and through the swirling snow, a figure emerged. Even in the dim light, Emma recognized the stride, the posture. It was Chris. Relief washed over her in an overwhelming wave. She fumbled with the door, her fingers numb with cold, and stepped out into the snow. Chris was already there, his face a mix of worry and relief. "Emma, are you okay?" His voice was a warm balm against the howl of the storm. I'm fine now that you're here," she stammered, the realization of her own words catching her off guard. Chris's eyes held hers. The connection between them was palpable as the cold air they breathed. "I couldn't let you go like this," he said, his voice barely above the wind, "not without knowing you're safe." Emma stepped closer. The distance between them was melting away like snow in the sun. "I thought I needed to escape Brownsville to protect myself," she whispered, "but I was running away from the very thing I didn't know I needed." Chris reached out, his hand brushing against hers, a touch that spoke volumes in the silent language of unsaid words and shared warmth. "It's okay, Emma. Sometimes the heart takes a little longer to find its way." In that moment, surrounded by the fury of the storm, Emma felt a peace she hadn't known she was seeking. The fears and doubts that had driven her to flee seemed trivial now, overshadowed by the simple truth that stood before her. Chris guided her into the safety of the snowplow, the warmth of the cabin embracing them as they set off back to Brownsville. As the vehicle made its way through the snow, Emma leaned against the window, watching the storm rage outside. Inside, beside Chris, she found a haven, a promise of new beginnings. Brownsville, once just an assignment, had become the setting of her own unexpected love story. A tale of a city girl and a small town man who had found each other in the heart of a winter storm. I hope you have enjoyed the story of Emma and Chris, and it has brought you a night of peaceful, restful sleep. Please join me again tomorrow night for another sleep story. Until then, sweet dreams.